agency probably has a shortage of digital natives. That shortage is tied directly to the amount of millennial employees that many agencies don't have enough of already. Isaiah Ju is Chief Information Officer of Young Government Leaders and Program Analyst at the State Department's Office of E-Diplomacy. Isaiah, it's great to have you on the program this afternoon. I think a lot of us understand what a digital native is, but the connection between having them in your agency and meeting your mission more effectively may not be as clear. Is that something you can help us sort out this afternoon, Isaiah? Great to have you on the program.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. Definitely that's something that agencies all across the board are taking a look at. Right now in our current fiscal environment, the big buzzword is doing more with less. And often they're looking at how technology and innovation is going to play in this paradigm. Digital natives and millennials have this ability to bring onto government, and they have a wealth of experience with technology, and federal agencies can tap into this resource and see how they can further their mission with less resources being utilized.
How is Young Government Leaders trying to manifest that self inside agencies?
Yeah, that's a great question. I joined the board of Young Government Leaders about a year ago as the Chief Information Officer, and a new initiative that I'm starting is a community of practice in which we will be bringing together not only young federal employees who are interested in government and how technology and innovation can help it, but also individuals who work in that space as well, so young consultants, contractors, technologists, and also students who are studying and hopefully looking to work in this space as well. And starting these discussions right off the bat and seeing how from these lower levels, from these working levels, how we can bring about the innovation that government so desperately needs today.
Why did you decide to include people from outside government, albeit people who work with the government, but outside government rather than just choosing people who worked at agencies?
The reason why is because often I go to these events outside of work and also inside work, where I meet a lot of executives outside of government in industry. And often when it comes to technology and innovation, government works hand in hand with industry, both in emulating its successes and also using it as an implementing partner. Bridging those connections on the lower levels with the younger employees is critical to how government is going to advance its missions in these respects in the next decade. To come and to be able to bridge these connections today is going to provide tremendous returns in the near future.
Are you still seeing a resistance up the chain in agencies among the colleagues you talk to, the people that are involved with your community of practice and so on, about the way that they're bringing millennials into government, the way that those people are interacting with the other generations of people inside agencies and so on?
Yeah, I think it's a learning curve for both millennials who are recently joining government and then also for more of the folks who have had a lifelong career in government. Advances in social media and technology have shown that, power is becoming decentralized, and it is not only democratizing information but also government and society writ large. And so as millennials are digital natives, they're very accustomed to this paradigm. And so when they walk through the door in a very hierarchical bureaucracy, sometimes they have to check, how they see power being implemented with technology and making sure that, they're not going to be able to just tweet out their problems to the secretary of their agency, but rather see culturally what's going on in the federal agency and see how they can implement that using their digital savviness.
A friend of mine explained this to me the other day, Isaiah, by saying agencies are flatter than they used to be, but they're still not flat. And so there's an expectation that both ends of the generational spectrum seem to have, that neither expectation is quite going to be met 100% or maybe even three quarters of the way. There, it's just too much change to ask an organization like the federal government to go through in short order, but it will happen over the long term.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that agencies can be active in this shift. Here in the State Department, we have in the Office of E-Diplomacy, our Knowledge Leadership Division, where we have a large number of collaboration platforms. And these collaboration platforms really democratizes these conversations and allows kind of the grassroots ideas to bubble up into senior management. And we've seen a lot of successes, and even those that have reached all the way up to the Secretary of State's office. But with millennials specifically, these are platforms that we have emulated in industry like Facebook and blogs and whatnot. And because they're so used to it, they can use these effectively to not only further their respective organizations' mission, but also their careers as well, because it's just another avenue to bring their message out.
Isaiah Jews, the Chief Information Officer of Young Government Leaders and Program Analyst for the State Department's Office of E-Diplomacy. It strikes me that there is a potential for some churn in the millennial workforce in government in the next several years, Isaiah, because of a frustration level that actually is starting to manifest itself a little bit in the private sector. I wonder if maybe it's an expectations game. People who come into the government expect that it might be more difficult to change than somebody going into a private sector organization. And that may be why it looks counterintuitive, but millennials seem to be hanging around in government longer than in the private sector from some of the reading I've been doing.
Right. And I think it's because with millennials, we've kind of grown up with these huge disruptive innovations happening all across industries, you know, with Arab Spring, the iPod generation. But not only that, we've also seen it in, you know, politics, our national politics, with the 2008 presidential campaign. And I think with millennials specifically in government, they see a huge opportunity and challenge to bring about and affect this change. And I think that's why they've kind of created this skin of resiliency and kept into it and hoping to break through and making a huge difference in government.
Well, you only have to look at the numbers of who's eligible to retire and figure at some point in time folks are going to be moving up the ladder of leadership and have opportunities to do these kinds of things from positions of leadership, Isaiah.
Yes, definitely. And that's something that Young Government Leaders is really, really critically looking at. We have a Chief Learning Officer, Miguel Joy Avilas, and he's starting our Young Government Leaders University, where we're looking to seek those developmental and learning experiences, but also with this community of practice that I'm starting to empower not only young government employees, but those in other sectors to take a look at these new advances coming off all sorts of perspectives as well.
Well, congratulations on this. Thanks for coming on and talk about it. I appreciate your time very much,
no
Isaiah.
No problem. Thank you very much.